ISIS has constantly threatened to use Christmas as a season for attacking both the United States of America as well as Europe. And we realized that just yesterday an ISIS assassination attempt was against United Kingdom's May, Prime Minister May, and, you know, she narrowly averted getting killed. My question to you is, do you believe that ISIS is sensing a new day under President Trump and is feeling they need to do everything that they can to ratchet up their attacks in a more internationally coordinated strategy?
It's very important that our listeners digest the following unpalatable fact. There are no shades in Islam. Every Muslim of every sect read exactly the same book called Quran. All Muslims are mandated by Allah Sharia to have all of humanity either submit to Sharia or be exterminated. ISIS is a pigment of imagination now. Every Muslim is a member of ISIS. Every single Muslim on earth is a member of ISIS. And there are two shades. You remember, I gave you an example. Islam is like a spear. The tip of the spear are the ISIS and the jihadi war people. The shaft of the spear are the so-called moderate Muslims, the ones who are not committing mass murder. But together, they are exactly what they are, Sharia-oriented. Islam is a spear, is deadly. There are no shades. Whether ISIS is destroyed in Iraq and even in Cambodia or in Russia is irrelevant. Every Muslim is a potential mass murderer. I know it sounds outrageous, but look what's happening. Donald Trump showed three videos, which are real, by the way. They are real. And Theresa May attacked him. But Theresa May was going to be assassinated by the very Muslims she is protecting.